We have quite a crowd here in the control room, in the studio. I still call this the control room because I use TV terminology. That's what I, you know, that's what I'm used to. It's the studio, not the control room. Although I'm in control, some would say. We've got quite a crowd in here because we have two project teams from the Multicultural Leadership Program, and I'm going to try to introduce all of them to you. One project team, which is working to expand the Western Avenue Community Center's Cinco de Mayo fundraiser, consists of Terrence Smith, Shreema Karthik, and Emery Davis. And we also have a project team that is working with Heartland Head Start to create a formal volunteer program, and that team is represented here by Angel Terrell and Chad Fisher, right? Welcome to WJBC, all of you.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Later on, we're going to rent a Volkswagen Beetle and see if we can fit everybody in it.
Yay!
Let's start with you guys over here who are working with Western Avenue Community Center, and Terrence and Shreema and Emery. Talk about your project. Let's tell everybody what, and we always do this, remind folks what multicultural leadership is all about.
Multicultural Leadership Program is a 9-month intensive program where they develop leaders who wants to pursue leadership. We also go through a lot of projects, a lot of classes for systems thinking, crucial conversation, emotional intelligence, because for any leader, these things are really important. So this program not only does that, but also connects the project team with the organization in a nonprofit to do a project where there's a need in this organization. So we, as participants in the Multicultural Leadership Program, not only go through this leadership programs, but also we get a platform to apply what we learn in the classrooms. Pretty much that's what Multicultural Leadership Program
All right,
program
and
does.
So why did you choose Western Avenue Community Center to work with to try to expand their Cinco de Mayo fundraiser? What was the reason for you to go in that direction?
Well, the Western Avenue Community Center presented themselves to the Multicultural Leadership Program with a proposal for doing a fundraiser. And then when we went through the proposal that they gave us, we evaluated what was the best activity celebration we could use to fundraise and add additional money. And after evaluating the Cinco de Mayo event that they've been having for the last past 3+ years, we decided it was more closer to who they are, and that was the reason why we chose the project.
Yeah, they want to raise more money. All organizations want to raise more money like that. So where have they been at with their fundraiser? And what's the goal that you guys have set? And how are you expanding? Give us some examples of how you're expanding Cinco de Mayo for them, because a lot of our listeners hear about it every year. We talk about it. Are there new events? Are there, you know, what are you changing about it? How are you working with it?
We have come up with a list of a lot of high-end money-making events that we could propose for the Cinco de Mayo event.
What are some of the ideas?
One of the ideas was a 5K run. We'll call it the Margarita Run, to get a lot of the college kids involved into the programs and everything, get them out, get some sponsors, and make some money for Cinco de Mayo.
All right. And so do you do some research on, you know, how – I know that almost everybody now seems to have a 5K or some sort of walk. Did you do some sort of research that told you, hey, this will probably work?
Yes. The reason we chose Cinco de Mayo, first of all, is they have been doing this. Western Avenue Community Center have been doing this program for quite some time, I think 6 years. We, as a project team, we want to expand this. So we take what they had already, and we're expanding this with this new amusements and new activities. Yes, to answer your question, whether we did research, we as a project team have been doing research, and we see there's a there's a potential. Basically, it comes in May, and there's a potential for there are a lot of runners and jogging, good Constitution trails here. So we did some research, and that's how we come up with 5K run. Not only that, we have additional activities too.
All right, let's go to Angie Angel. Do they call you Angie ever?
They do on mistake, but
all right.
It's Angel.
I think you're giving me a message there. Angel Terrell and Chad Fisher, they're with Heartland Head Start. Well, actually, they're working with Heartland Head Start for their project to create a formal volunteer program. And tell me how you got hooked up with Heartland Head Start and what you're trying to do to increase volunteerism there.
We got partnered with them. Their request to the Multicultural Leadership Program was to help them get a formalized volunteer program because all of their stuff was done via paper. They wanted something electronically, and that's what we did. We researched and found a vendor to create a program online for them that will be easily accessible to staff and volunteers that they can sign up for events online and also track their hours for reporting purposes after the fact.
Are they targeting a certain number of volunteers that they'd like to increase to?
There wasn't a set number, but they would like to do more, and because of the way that they are structured, they need both volunteers from families that participate in their program and from the community.
So what do these volunteers do?
They can do anything from office work to being a teacher assistant to helping on the grounds as far as mowing or painting or being in the classroom, assisting a teacher with classroom work, basically anything that they need extra help with.
All right. What do you both do for a living when you're not working with MCLP?
Well, I work for State Farm Insurance. So we've been able to use a lot of resources that we've had there to kind of help us find vendors and things like that when we were doing research to determine what the best vendor would be. We looked at a lot of cost analysis, so what they wanted from us in terms of their objective for this project, and then what we could provide and weigh that against the cost efficiency of it. So we did a lot of research on that end to kind of try to determine what the best fit would be, and we think we found that. And so we're in the process of getting that set up and added to their website right now. And we think it'll be a great transition for them. And we've also partnered a little bit with ISU to try and get some folks that are teachers there, are going to be teachers for their careers, to come through and get some firsthand experience working with the children at Heartland Head Start as well.
Angel, what about you? What do you do for a living?
I work for the Illinois Soybean Association, and I work with our research and communication directors. I work for a nonprofit board, so I have experience with the nonprofit side and working with boards, so bringing that experience on for Heartland Head Start for different programs that they have available.
All right. Back over here to you guys. How has MCLP helped you with what you do on a day-to-day basis? What's the experience been like, any of you?
For me, is some of the training that we've gone through with the classes called Crucial Conversation, Leadership Courage, and Emotional Intelligence. You take back these learning type of events, and within interactions with my peers, with my managers, you practice some of these things, or just necessarily use them on the spot. I've had to have a conversation with a manager to help understand, communicate what was going on and what I was thinking about. So literally, what you practice in class, what you hear about, you really go back for me and talk to and work with different peers in my job.
All right. What do the three of you do for a living?
I am a systems analyst at State Farm. I've been doing it for about 17 years. Infrastructure work right now as far as server development, and I've done a lot of development frontier programming as well.
All right. And you two?
I am a student at Heartland Community College, majoring in small business management.
All right. And Trima?
I'm an IT professional with a background of project management.
All right. Very good. And just let's give some people a little bit more information about multicultural leadership and the program. Because you guys have, what, about 2 months left before graduation?
Correct.
And then people will be able to apply for the class of 2019. And how can they do that if they would like to get into the Multicultural Leadership Program?
Actually, applications are going on right now. They can go to the Multicultural Leadership Program online and apply for that. We do have an informational session on March 3rd that will start at 1:30 p.m. at the Heartland community college there, and they can learn more about the program and apply online for
that.
Did
you know very much about Heartland Head Start before you and Chad started working on that project?
Not a whole lot, but I have learned a lot about the program, and it's a very valuable program for our community.
Yeah. What can you tell people about it that maybe some, you know, quick bullet points that have left an impression on you?
Well, just in general, it's a great program in terms of developing yourself as a leader, but it also is a great opportunity to give back to the community. It's something that I think we've all benefited from greatly. You know, it's a great program that I think people should get involved in if they want to become a better leader. It'll help you in your professional life. I think all of us have had a positive upswing in our personal lives as well, just learning to communicate better with others. And then, like I said, it also pairs well with great nonprofits in the community and helps us give back. And Heartland Head Start has been very eye-opening for us, and we've gotten to do a lot of good work with them as well.
All right. Well, I am happy to have all of you here in the studio to talk about the virtues of MCLP and talk about your respective projects. You'll do your presentations when?
March 3rd.
March 3rd.
So that's coming up pretty soon.
Yes.
Well, good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.